Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, guys. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the Nonstop Kids Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the biggest and best children's entertainers in the UK.
Yep, it's very true.
Thanks
as
for agreeing.
As I like to say every podcast.
Now, this week, it's very different. Normally, we either entertain an entertainer.
We do, actually.
Normally, we either interview an entertainer,
yeah.
Or we go through deals.
We do.
We're going through a little bit of we're going to try and do something different on this podcast.
We've run out of ideas.
So basically, yeah. No deals this week. No good deals this time. So we're doing a recruitment special. And on this week's episode, we're going to be talking to you about why you should come and join the Nonstop Kids team.
Yep, well, let's get right into it.
So, we're actually recruiting at the moment, aren't we, Patrick? I mean, we're heavily recruiting.
We're heavily recruiting.
We've got to a point, I think it's safe to say that Nonstop Kids Entertainment is the fastest growing children's entertainment agency in the UK.
Yes,
pretty much definitely the case. In order to tell you why you should join the team, I think we should talk a little bit about Nonstop Kids.
Yeah, I agree.
It was founded about 5 or 6 years ago
by
myself and Russell Leeds.
Yep, business
partners. Yeah, we set the company up. Myself and Russell used to do a lot of children's entertaining, and back in the day, myself and Russ we won an award at the UK National Children's Entertainer of the Year Championships, and we did lots of kid shows. But then we kind of got really busy doing corporate work and weddings and stuff like that, and so what happened is we didn't have time to do kid shows as much.
Yeah.
So rather than turn everyone away and say no, we actually got a girl called Davinda, who was a really good friend of Russell's.
I've seen her on the website.
Yeah, we got Dav, who was at Leicester University, to come and join Nonstop Kids. We taught her, she didn't have any experience in entertaining, and we taught her how to do the show. And we said, look, we'll teach you how to do our package, and you can go out and do it for us.
Yeah.
And that's where our first entertainer came from. She got so busy that we were like, okay, well, we need somebody else on board.
Yeah.
So we got Russell's sister, Tiffany, to come and join the team. And it's like, right, okay, we'll teach you how to do it as well. And then we were like, okay, we're still getting more inquiries. And so we actually set up this really big, we kind of based it on X Factor. We did this really big recruitment thing where we hired a venue for a week.
Oh, okay.
And we had people coming for auditions. And it was so camp.
Judges' houses.
Yeah, it really was. There was a desk set up, and me and Russ and Anna were sitting there behind the desk, and it was like, right, okay, dance for us and do this and do that. Entertainer. It was we'd been watching way too much Britain's Got Talent. You know, I wanted buzzers, he wouldn't let me. Get off. But we ended up recruiting and training, over the course of that week, 5 really good entertainers, one of which is still with us now, Belle.
Belle, yes.
Who's probably, you know, one of our longest-serving entertainers, her and Tiffany.
Her and Tiffany. Yeah.
And it's just expanded from there. Originally, because we're from the Midlands and the head office is in the Midlands, originally it was Nonstop Kids Entertainment, pretty much covered the Midlands.
Yeah.
And then we expanded up to Manchester because we got Steve Manford, the leader of Nonstop Kids Manchester.
Yeah.
Stevie Mandini, he came on board, and he was basically the only guy there up in Manchester. And then we had a whole bunch of other people come in. We did another thing where we had another big recruitment week, but we hired a G Casino that time.
Oh, cool. Very
which was
cool.
Great. And people were actually in the casino playing cards, and we were in there like doing action dances and stuff. It was bizarre. It was really weird. But anyway, we recruited a whole bunch of people in Manchester, including Shay and people like that. Shay came in that recruitment period, who obviously is the previous Children's Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
And then we from there, we carried on expanding into the Midlands and into Manchester. And I think we went down into the Gloucester area because we got Steph from there.
Yeah.
Then we kind of went up north, really far up north to northeast, and Amy got involved. And then we went down London. We'd never done anything down London, but Alex, one of our entertainers, he was like, I'm going to university in London. So we're like, well, let's open up in London. And that's been the latest area.
Yeah. I had joined by this point, by the way. Just in case you're wondering, I came in kind of like
Before the London expansion.
Before the London, bit after Manchester, I came in as a digital marketing apprentice.
You did?
There was quite a few of us in the office, and now I've moved up in the world.
Now you basically run the whole thing. It wouldn't work without you, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I do lots of things. So.
Absolutely, yeah. You're the glue that holds the thing together.
What would you describe me more as, like super glue or like just a mild PVA? Or...
No, I'd say super glue. Super glue.
Yeah. I'd like to think so.
Yeah, super glue.
So definitely. That is obviously Non-Stop Kids in a nutshell.
That is it, us in a nutshell. And what's happened, it's kind of like, I gave this analogy to someone on the phone the other day. It's kind of like when you push a boulder. Kind of what we've experiencing right now is momentum. More and more people want to join the company, and we're getting more and more people wanting to inquire about parties. We're doing more parties than ever before, like
Snowball
the growth
effect.
Is. And it is. It's kind of like, you know, when you first start pushing if you've got a big boulder that's as big as you, and you start pushing it, you have to put all of your effort to even make this thing move even a millimetre.
Yeah.
After a while, it starts to move and momentum kicks in and it goes faster and faster and faster without you putting as much effort in.
Yeah,
that's kind of where we are in the moment. So we're constantly, I think we turn away more parties than we actually book in. We'll probably not turn away as many, but we turn away
it's
a lot.
It's not far off.
Every day we're like, sorry.
No availability,
Exactly. So we're now recruiting heavily in London.
Yeah.
But also in the Midlands.
Also in Manchester.
Also in Manchester and Liverpool.
Northeast.
And Northeast.
So anyone in Durham, Newcastle, Middlesbrough, any sort of areas up there, definitely looking for people. But if you're not in those areas and you still want to apply, obviously we're always looking to
we've just had somebody apply in Scotland.
Exactly, yeah.
And what's nice about it is because of how our business model works, if you're in an area that we're not in, we can just say, we're going to start there. And so we're now launching Scotland because we've got somebody who wants to join the team
so
in Scotland.
So say, for example, you're in like Cornwall, somewhere like that. You could then have the whole of Cornwall and every gig that we get sort of around that area until someone else joins. That could all be your gig. So you're sort of guaranteed.
Exactly.
Guaranteed work.
So the question is, why would you want to join Non-Stop Kids? Well, first of all, we don't take... you don't need experience as a children's entertainer.
No.
But you do need experience at entertaining.
Some performing experience,
Now, different people in Non-Stop Kids work different ways. Like, so, for example, Shauna and Cy and people like that, they're actually musicians. And they've come in. You know, they're performers. They stand on stage every night. They sing, they dance, they do that sort of stuff. So it's not a difficult thing to imagine do. You know, it's very easy to train them up to be a kids entertainer.
Yeah.
Then you've got people like Pete and Rachel and Gemma and people like that who are ex-Redcoats and ex-Holiday Park staff and people like that who come in.
Then you've got people like Richard who were like kids entertainers before they came to us.
And Steve is another example.
And people.
And then you've got people who, like Alex and Nemid, who are great magicians but have never performed for children before. You see, the thing is, we're looking for people that are outgoing, friendly, not afraid to stand up in front of people and perform, but you don't need any experience because the thing that we pride ourselves on at Non-Stop Kids is we will actually do all the training for you. And when I say we, a lot of the time it's me.
Yeah.
You know, you'll come in and you'll actually spend a day or a couple of days, or you'll spend, depending on how much experience you've got, you'll spend some time with me and I will talk you through how to do everything.
Well, as Craig, obviously, he's won lots of awards as a close-up magician. So obviously, when he's teaching you like the magic show and stuff like that, obviously you're learning from one of the best. So it's not like you're just getting some inadequate training. You're going to be trained to the best that we can get you.
Absolutely. And our philosophy when we have an entertainer on board is we want to make it as easy as possible for that entertainer.
100%.
We want to make it as easy as possible. So we don't want our entertainers to worry about anything but going out and doing a fantastic job. So as well as coming in and getting trained up by me, we have our own training website.
We do.
Which has got tons of information on it where people can, and we're constantly updating that. We have our own Facebook group just for our entertainers, which is a really kind of lively group where people can help each other.
And we have the conventions that happen as
We have a couple of conventions a year where we all get together and help each other, and there's Bloom workshops
people,
and stuff like that.
People help and teach people other parts of the aspect that they've found, like it's the best part that they do about the party, and you know, help other people improve in that aspect as well.
And then each area has a team leader who is there to kind of help them. They have like an expert and a team leader in that area. So in Manchester, it's Stevie Mandini. In sort of the Gloucester area, it's Steph. In London, it's Alex. Up northeast, it's Amy.
Yeah.
And in the Midlands, it's
Rachel,
stroke me.
Stroke Tiff.
Yeah, yeah. Tiff when Tiff's back, I'd say definitely. Tiff. But, you know, she's on maternity at the moment. But, yeah, so each area has a team leader that you can go to for help and support. And those guys really are the best of the best. I mean, they really are. They've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt several times. But then you
Why
have your own
men. Did they buy it several times? Did they buy the wrong size?
Because they go out and do lots of parties and they sweat a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But we give them the T-shirts.
We have unlimited supply of T-shirts. Yeah, so box of T-shirts. That's one of the main reasons why.
Yeah, but we give you all the equipment as well, and you also get your own mentor,
yeah,
somebody who will literally hold your hand, take you to parties, so you're not doing it on your own. And I think the key thing that we've tried to create in Nonstop Kids is we've tried to create a really team atmosphere where everybody's helping each other, and especially in the last sort of 2 or 3 months you've seen that kind of come on in spades, which is great to see. Absolutely fantastic.
Like, for example, if you couldn't do a party, what you'd do is you'd put it in the Nonstop Kids group and you'd say, look, I can't do this party, and then you'd have loads of people getting back to you saying, oh, I can cover it. You've got people always willing.
Well, the perfect example is Rich the other day. Donna put a post up. I don't know if you saw this because it was over the weekend. Donna put a post on the group saying, I've lost my balloon pump. I've got a gig tomorrow. I need a balloon pump.
I did see it.
Yeah,
actually.
Rich had just done like a 12-hour day in London. And on the way back, he actually stopped off at Donna's house to drop her a balloon pump off.
What a guy.
In the middle of the night.
What a guy.
Yeah. So that's the sort of team spirit that we have for each other. You know, we're there to help each other. So it's a great environment. We're looking for people. And you know, the nice thing is, you know, my dad always used to say, if you love what you do, you're never going to work a day in your life. And you know, I love entertaining. The people in Nonstop Kids, they love entertaining as well.
They do.
It's a blast. How many jobs do you know where you can go out and just have fun for a couple of hours, have fun, play some music, play some party games, do a show, be the centre of attention, and you get paid for it?
And you get a good amount as well.
Exactly. So we're looking for that person out there. Yeah, because the rates of pay are fantastic. They really are.
Very good.
They're very, very good. So, you know, I mean, your average entertainer, when they first start, and it's a sliding scale, so as you've been here longer, the rate goes up and up and up. Yeah. But, you know, your average entertainer can very easily, with very little work, just working a few hours on a Saturday and a few hours on a Sunday, not even many hours at all, can easily make £1,000.
Easy, a month, and that's literally just from weekend work.
Yeah, that's just from weekend work, and that's not even working that much on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're flexible, so if you need to book time off, you can. You know,
see, that's the thing. If you want time off, as long as it's within 2 months, you can book as much time off as you want possible. You can.
All right, so we've just got Pete that said, right, really abuse that, and said, I'm going away for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and Jordan's just going to Camp America for a couple of months.
Yeah, so yeah, one of our entertainers, Jordan's going to do a Camp America, and obviously she needed a couple of months off in July, and we sorted it out, took her off certain gigs, and we can put that off. And obviously, that's the beauty of it. You're not sort of tied down to have to do certain hours. You choose when.
Exactly.
You do the
so
parties.
You don't need to worry about admin. You don't need to worry about paperwork. You don't need to worry about getting paid. You don't need to worry about parties. You don't need to worry about anything but just going out and performing.
That's it.
And having fun. And that's it. So if you're the sort of person that's fun, we're looking for fun, energetic people. We're looking for people that have got some experience in entertaining, people that feel that they can stand up in front of everybody, people that can work on their own independently. Most importantly, I would say the key skill for me that we're looking for when we recruit people, more important than having an ability to perform, because I can teach people that, I think the most important thing is reliability.
100%, yeah.
Because we are very proud of the fact at Nonstop Kids that we don't let people down, and we need our people to have that same philosophy. We need people that are reliable, dependable, that will pull out all of the stops to make sure that those kids have a fantastic time.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we never let a client down, and we don't ever plan to. So yeah, we just need someone that we know that we can rely on and trust, and that we know is going to deliver something great for us every
time.
So
if you're sitting there and listening to this podcast and you're thinking, you know, so who's the sort of people, you know, you might be a student, we have a lot of students working for us.
Working,
Jordan.
Obviously it's perfect for university. You can work, you can just focus on all your time to study in the week.
Yep.
You probably work from about 11 till 5 o'clock most weekends, so 6 hours across 2 days of the weekend, and you're bringing in about £1,000 a month.
And the nice thing is, because we can move with you. So I remember Jordan was the youngest person we took on. She was still at school doing her A-levels when we took her on.
Yeah.
And she was based in Solihull. And then she moved up to university at Nottingham, and we were just like, right, okay, well, Karen, booking you in parties in Nottingham.
Yeah.
Amy went to university in Manchester, and then she was like, right, I'm moving up to
back to Newcastle.
Back to Newcastle. Yeah. Okay, no problem. That's cool. Roman's perfect example. Roman goes goes to university in Manchester.
He's going home. Back in Cambridge when he gets back, yeah.
So, you know, students are perfect, but you need to have that. It can't be a student. You need to have that performing ability. The thing that Jordan and Roman and Amy and all those people we just mentioned, they are born performers.
Yeah, 100%. But as I say, not just with the weekend work, if you are interested in working the week as well, we are always looking for people who are willing to work within the week as well as the weekend. Obviously, it's not guaranteed as many bookings, but you could probably get a couple a week in the week.
And people do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to join the Nonstop Kids team, here is how you do it. We're currently recruiting. We're looking to take people on. Right now, in all of those areas that we mentioned, all you have to do is go to our website, which is www.nonstopkids.co.uk, and there's a big button at the bottom. Where do you put the button?
The big button's at the bottom, and it just says join our team.
It says join our team. You click on that, and that goes through to another page.
It doesn't. I've changed the button. The button's at the top.
At the
top banner where you look, the first thing you'll see on the website, under where it says like Nonstop Kids at the top, it's a big pink button that says join us now or join our team or
brilliant. Something along those click lines. On that, and then there's a form that they can fill in.
Yep.
We just need your couple of details, email address, phone number, name, and then we'll email you back with a link through to a bigger application form, and we'll review the applications and we'll get back to you. Normally, Sarah, our managing director, will get back to you pretty quickly.
Or you can check us out on Indeed. We've got applications on there as well. So, yeah, you can go to Indeed and just search Nonstop Kids Entertainment. You should be able to find us on there, not a problem. So, yeah, there's multiple ways that you can apply.
Perfect. There you go.
Brilliant. So that's obviously one of the many reasons, well, a few of the many reasons why you should join Nonstop Kids Entertainment. So we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Fantastic. Of course, as this is the Nonstop Kids podcast and this has been quite serious, we have to do something. Yeah, we've got to do the joke of the week. So it's time for a little bit of this. Nonstop Kids. Joke of the week.
Right, Craig, so do you want me to go first?
You go first, mate.
Okay, so this is my joke. I was in the supermarket the other day.
Okay.
And I got caught stealing a leg of lamb. And the security guard caught me and he said, "What are you doing with that?" And I said, "Potato peas and gravy would be nice."
That's quite good. I got one. So a group of chess enthusiasts checked into a hotel and they were standing in the lobby talking about their recent tournament victories. After about an hour, the manager came out of the office and asked them to disperse. "But why?" they asked as they moved off. "Because," he said, "I can't stand chestnuts boasting in an open foyer." Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. It's a play on chestnuts roasting on an open fire at Christmas. It's a play on that. It's amusing. Okay, you don't look. You don't look too impressed.
I'm gonna add some cricket sound effects. No, I'm not. That's just more hassle for me. No cricket. Imagine crickets.
Okay, crick. I don't know how cricket sounds, to be honest.
It's like they're like. You can't do a cricket, no. Actually, if there's anyone out there who can do a cricket impression, we'd love you to join Nonstop Kids Entertainment.
Yeah, because that'd just be awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this week. And next week, we're going to be back with more hilarity because we've got Rachel, haven't we?
We have.
Who, Rachel is...
mental.
Mental. Crazy. Absolutely bonkers. And she's going to be joining us on this podcast to share her bonkers views on children's entertaining.
Correct.
Yeah. So join us next week. Don't forget, if you would like to join Nonstop Kids, go to the website, click on Join Our Team, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or if you're listening to this and you're a parent and you want to, you want to find out about how Nonstop Kids can perform at your child's party, just again, go to the website, fill in the form, we'll get back to you with no obligation consultation or quotes. And also, you can ring us up on 0333 301 3002. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, on Heart FM, on Spotify, on Audio Boom, and that's about it.
Yeah, but I'm also going to put the link to the recruitment page on our website in the description of this podcast, so that'll be on everything. So
perfect.
You click on the link in the description, that'll take you straight there.
Shkada boom, shkada bing. Guys, we'll see you next week with another Nonstop Kid podcast. I'm Craig.
And I'm Patrick.
See you later.